What do Disneyland dentists and bedbugs have in common? Well, you're going to find out, as it's all weird news on today's Flying Monkey Show. Hey, Joel Colm. Of course, because you're listening to my channel, The Flying Monkey Show. So, this is from the Associated Press last month. The happiest place on Earth was a little less joyful for 17 visitors in June when a hazardous materials team was dispatched to Main Street at Disneyland after park goers reported being struck by feces. Experts quickly realized that rather than being victims of a bathroom bomber, the park guests had been regrettably positioned beneath a flock of geese flying overhead. The victims were ushered to a private restroom to clean up and were provided with fresh clothing. Now that's a goofy story. On to dentistry. This is out of the Deseret News. Enterprising mother Jeannie Isom in Cedar Hills, Utah, took her 7-year-old son's dental care into her own hands in June when she purchased hand sanitizer and needle nose pliers at Walmart. Then she took her son into the store's restroom and pulled out two of his teeth. Ouch! Police were alerted after the boy's older brother heard him screaming. The mother was charged with felony child abuse. People of Walmart, right? Finally, don't let the bed bugs bite, because if they do, you might end up like dealing with this person. This is a frustrated victim of bed bugs in Augusta, Maine, and this is from the Kennebec Journal. This person reacted to city inaction by bringing a cup of bed bugs to a municipal office building and slamming it down on the counter, scattering about 100 insects and forcing the closure of several offices as the officials scrambled to contain them. The apartment dweller had requested help finding other housing, but city officials told him he didn't qualify. So I guess he decided to share the bed bug goodness. Ew. And that's going to do it for today's podcast, created on Anchor. You know, you can engage by using the call-in feature on the Anchor app, and would love to hear from you. So just download the app if you don't have it, in case you're listening on iTunes or on the website. It's the Anchor app for iOS or Android, and then you can record a brief whatever, and you might show up in my show. Okay, have a good day, and, you know, the usual, do good stuff.
Oh, thank you.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.